Well, it's Jonah again, episode 4. Auntie Winnie dragged me back here to tell you the end of my story. I don't much like this part because I was a prophet with an attitude. Okay, I sat on the hill waiting for the bomb to fall on Nineveh. The sun beat down on me, and a hot, dry wind blew sand into my eyes and ears and mouth if I opened it. My lovely green shade vine withered and died, and the sand I was sitting on burned me. I finished my water. By afternoon, I was begging God to kill me. God wasn't fulfilling the message I had predicted. I was a failure as a prophet. And furthermore, he took away my lovely shade. Jonah. Yes, God. Do you do right to be angry? Yes. First you make all my work for nothing, and then you kill my vine. I'm sure you sent the worm to eat it in the night. Life is useless. Just kill me too, God. Oh, Jonah, I also gave you the vine yesterday. You are sorry for the death of your vine. You don't care about all the people of this huge city. 120,000 of them are just little kids, Jonah. I am a merciful and forgiving God. You know, Jonah, I was very patient with a certain prophet who disobeyed my command. I saved his life, and I gave him another chance to do my will. Do you know who I mean? Well, that's true, God, and I'm grateful for that, but look how it all went wrong. You told me to preach judgment, and nothing is happening. No, Jonah, it went right, very much so. The Assyrians listened to you, and were sorry for how wicked they are. They will be judged in the future, but right now they are listening to me. And they will not attack Israel again for a long time. And that was because you obeyed me and preached to Nineveh. Thank you, Jonah. All these people were saved because of you. Well, God, I guess I obeyed, but with a pretty bad attitude, huh? I didn't really want them saved. But you still accomplished what you wanted. I hope I've learned my lesson. Yes, Jonah, I hope so too, though you sure did it the hard way. Why don't you go on home now? Nothing more is going to happen here. So, you see, kids, what I mean. I'm not proud of myself for my attitude at Nineveh. But what God said was right. Israel had a truce. They had peace with Assyria for about 50 years after that. Actually, I'm sorry to say that Israel became so wicked that God used Assyria to punish them. About 50 years after that, Nineveh was wiped out by King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. It was Nebuchadnezzar who captured Daniel, but I'm sure you know that story. Well, I guess you don't need a history lesson. It's been nice talking with you kids, and remember, when God tells you what to do, you'd better do it. You'd better do it. You'd better do it. It doesn't pay to disobey, that's all there's to it. Or just like Jonah, you'll find out the hard, hard way. Listen again tomorrow. Maybe we'll hear about Jesus, whose example Jonah was in being buried in the belly of a fish for 3 days and 3 nights. This is Auntie Winnie. Bye for now.